USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday in a Friday phone call that he must take action against cyber criminals acting in his country and that the U.S. reserves the right to defend its people and its critical infrastructure, the White House said.
The United States expects when ransomware operation is coming from his soil, even though it's not sponsored by the state, expect them to act.
A fire engulfed a food and beverage factory outside Bangladesh's capital, killing at least 52 people, many of whom were trapped inside by an illegally locked door, fire officials said Friday. The blaze began Thursday night at the five-story Hashim Foods Limited factory, sending huge clouds of black smoke billowing into the sky. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Pfizer and BioNTech said they will seek approval from the FDA for a booster shot of its COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. However, the FDA and CDC said that a booster is not necessary at this time. Here's public health expert Dr. Aditi Narukar.
Pfizer and other drug companies will continue to iterate whatever formulations they have. And that's not uncommon. And that's just something that they're doing. And they've been doing this for lots of vaccines and drugs. And it's just a natural process.
They expect a third dose to be even more powerful based on early data that has not yet been published or submitted to the FDA or other regulatory bodies. Despite most experts predicting that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates as soon as 2023, an improving jobs market and rising inflation is leading the president of one Federal Reserve Bank to believe it should happen sooner, which would create an uptick on mortgage and refinance rates. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Nearly 40 million families are set to receive monthly child tax credit payments beginning July 15th as part of President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. The expanded credit was signed into law in March, increasing the potential maximum payout in 2021 to $3,600 for children under the age of 6 and $3,000 for children between the ages of 6 and 17. Vashti Cunningham hopes to win the gold in Tokyo. Lance Prime has the story.
Former UNLV and 16-year NFL quarterback Randall Cunningham returned to UNLV after retiring to finish his college degree in the early 2000s. His daughter, Vashti Cunningham, on Fox 5 in Las Vegas, is starting to steal dad's spotlight and will be competing in the Tokyo Olympics.
My goals going into Tokyo are, you know, straightforward. I definitely want to go and win the gold medal, but also to, you know, keep my focus on the things that I've been training for and, you know, just my relationship with God. I think it's easy to, you know, get focused on other athletes or focused on the competition, but going into it, one of my main goals is to really just remain on the mission that I'm on and not be affected by anybody else.
Vashti will represent the United States in the women's high jump and can be seen August 5th through the 7th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.